This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
There were some incredible wild card playoff games over the weekend, and I watched most. Well, I didn't watch all of them, but I watched most of all of the games. I didn't watch every moment, but in the first game, the Rams beat the Panthers 34-31. Out of five games, I picked three right. I missed on two of them, but the Rams came back to beat Carolina. You know what would be a nightmare for the NFL in the Super Bowl? If the Carolina Panthers would have played the Jacksonville Jags, but both the Panthers and the Jags lost over the weekend, that would be a nightmare. Two of the smaller markets, both from the South and the eastern part of the United States, believe me, the NFL would have hated that. And believe me, the NFL cares who wins these games, which is why I wonder if somehow they get word to the officials who they would like to win. If you can do anything to help a team win, this is who we want to win. Without wording it in such a way that it's fixed, I don't know how they would word it, but they could figure out a way to word it that we sure would like this team to win, because it sure is obvious sometimes that the officials side with one team over the other, and it would have been an absolute ratings nightmare for it to be the Carolina Panthers and the Jacksonville Jags, although I would have been happy to watch the game. All right, in the next game, the Packers place kicker missed a 44-yard field goal, which would have made it a six-point game. The Bears came back from 18 points down, 21-3 at the half, an exciting close, and the Bears beat the Packers 31-27. A missed extra point for the Packers place kicker forced the Packers to try to score a touchdown because they were close enough for a field goal. They were close enough for a field goal. I thought it was fun to watch some of the Bears fans in the crowd with cheese graters, and they were grating cheese, because the Packers are the cheese heads. So anyway, the Bears beat the Packers 31-27. And Caleb Williams, still a young quarterback, but man, he's doing a hell of a job. So, our young quarterback, Tyler Shuck, it might not take him long to develop into one hell of a quarterback. And by the way, did you see all of the players taking a knee? Nobody said anything about it. There were so many players taking a knee. I mean, the ball goes into the end zone on a kickoff. What happens? Players take a knee. All right, so in the game between the Bills and the Jags, I thought the Jags were going to win this. I really thought the Jags were going to win. I was hoping the Jags would win, but the Bills beat the Jags 27-24, and the Bills came back to win. Another close game. And then the 49ers beat last year's Super Bowl champs, the Eagles, 23-19. Another close game. 4th-and-11 for the Eagles, and Jalen Hurts threw into traffic that looked like the approach to the Crescent City Connection at 5 p.m. How he could have thrown into that traffic is beyond me. The 49ers upset the defending Super Bowl champions 23-19. And then in the game last night, I feel so badly for Justin Herbert because the guy's a hell of a quarterback, but man, he spent more time on his back than one of the Kardashians. This guy, you know, I mean, where's the offensive line? They couldn't protect the guy. And the Patriots embarrassed the Chargers 16-3. So the final wild card game is tonight, 7:15, the Houston Texans and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.